forecast show, a 70% chance for showers this morning, becoming a steady light rain into the afternoon and evening with winds from 10 to 20 miles per hour. The expected high today is 44 degrees and the expected low is around 40. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Ed Falone. He is the president of the Fire and Police Commission. Let's go to the phone lines and Al. Al, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All right. What's going on?
I'm calling about just discussion.
Yes, sir.
Concerned about that no one has mentioned the district attorney's office and the laws regarding parents' responsibility for their children until they're adults. And see, all of this stuff you're talking about, children stealing cars or somebody loaning a car, until they're 18 years old, the parent is responsible for all of their actions. But nobody's holding the parents accountable. Why?
All right, Al. Thank you very much for the question. Ed?
Well, thanks, Al. And I think, you know, what your question points to is that we have societal issues that in our city that we need to address. And it's always tough to talk about things going on in Milwaukee families and Milwaukee communities, because some folks think that we're blaming poor people or blaming people who are overwhelmed. But the reality is we as a community need to come together in a lot of ways that are unconnected to the police and public safety. And so programs like mentoring of our youth, providing after school activities for these kids, you know, the Running Rebels Basketball League, for example, jobs, summer jobs for kids to get them used to being in the workforce, used to seeing, you know, how you can make money and perhaps even save some money. So there's a lot of things we need to do as a community. And yes, part of it is parents being responsible for their kids. But we also have to remember in a lot of households in our city, you only have one parent home who's working constantly to make ends meet. And so kids get unsupervised. So there's a lot going on, way more than the Fire and Police Commission can do, way more than the DA can do. We as a community need to keep coming together, keep coming up with initiatives, working together, at the same time that law enforcement does its job. It's not easy, but I certainly think this city is heading in the right direction.
So Ed, let's go back to before we went to the break. You were talking about this plan that the police and the Fire and Police Commission have come up with to address these vehicles. What is that process?
So there's a new policy for towing vehicles that are involved in reckless driving. The idea being some of these reckless drivers get ticketed again and again. They don't pay the tickets. They're still out on the streets. So let's break the cycle by towing the car. And first of all, people should know this new policy has not begun yet. It will begin in May. Secondly, it only applies in instances where the car is not registered. So it doesn't have the proper tags and sticker because the registration fee has not been paid. And then, in addition to that, the car has been stopped and ticketed for reckless driving, drag racing, you know, exceeding the speed limit by more than 25 miles an hour. So if people are concerned about getting towed, having their car towed, first of all, just pay your license fee and then the policy won't apply. And then the other common concern people have is, what if my car is stolen and it gets stopped and it gets towed? It's not my fault. It was stolen. How do I get my car back? The policy does not apply to stolen vehicles. And stolen vehicles, you can still get back from the police lot. It only applies to vehicles that are not stolen. So we're trying to get the word out to the community so they understand, so that parents can make sure that they pay their license fee, that their children know the new rules, and that there's time for people to change their conduct. And don't drive recklessly. And everything will be fine.
You know, Ed, it just frustrates me again to no end that, you know, I see people without license plates on their cars. When you and I were young, if you wouldn't dare. I mean, I've been around since Mayor Meyer. Maybe you've been around since before Mayor Meyer, but I've been around since Mayor Meyer. And we would not dare, no one would dare, drive the streets of Milwaukee without a license plate. Now I hear that police can't stop you just because you don't have a license plate. There has to be something that occurred for them to pull you over. I thought the lack of a registration is reason enough to pull you over. When did that stuff change?
Well, I can't answer that specific question, but I can tell you that, you know, we have had, because of certain policing policies in the past, we have had a lot of instances where citizens of our city, residents of our city, have been stopped by the police. And it was alleged in a lawsuit that they were being stopped on racially discriminatory grounds, that black and brown
people. Which was
people.
True.
Well,
which was
so
true.
It's certainly alleged in a lawsuit that I'm not allowed. Right. I'm not allowed to say whether it's true or not. But
I know, I can. But go ahead.
You can. But what I can say is that there is a very strong movement within the Fire and Police Commission and within the Milwaukee Police to make sure that when residents are stopped by the police, it is only when there is, you know, reasonable cause to think that something's going on, either through their conduct or because, you know, they match a description of someone the police are looking for. There's a very strong effort to make sure people are not stopped in any way that can be considered racially motivated. And we're committed to that. And sometimes that means that this sort of aggressive stopping of people has to be reduced, because when you aggressively interact with the public, it's more likely that segments of the city are going to bear the burden of that.
So let me say this. As a lifelong resident of the city and as a black man who realizes why this was changed and why it is the way it is, and I'm not alone. I talk with other people, you know, from my community, and who say, man, why don't they do something about all of these cars? Because, you know, we know they aren't registered. Mm-hmm. Only God knows what's happening. Because if you don't have a plate, you can do almost anything and get away with it. I understand the rationale behind why they made the change, but I don't understand how we can't then look at it, because it's a different time now. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that law enforcement, these aren't the Harold Breyer officers of when I was a young person. But when we look at the totality of all of these cars out here with no plates on them, mm-hmm. and you say, my God, this is a real issue. And this is, again, it's from the outside looking in. You say, man, they got to look at this again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I think you're right. But I think what we have in Milwaukee, and we're very lucky, is that we have the Fire and Police Commission. And I feel the Fire and Police Commission is in the middle here. You know, the police, it's too easy for the police to kind of go into a neighborhood and think everyone in that neighborhood is suspect. And you and I know that's not the case. You know, you and I know many of our neighborhoods, most people are, you know, hardworking, good folks. And then you've got some bad apples who are messing things up for everyone else. The police can go too far in treating everyone like a suspect, or at the same time, the community can demand the police stay out of their neighborhoods, and then the criminals have free rein. And so what I think is that the Fire and Police Commission serves an important role. We mediate between the two. The community wants better policing. We go to the police department. The community feels that the police are getting out of hand. We go to the police department. And then maybe the police department says, hey, you got to tell the community we can't do everything they want us to do. And then we go back to the community. And so we are able to sort of mediate between residents and the police department to try and find that path that is, you know, good public safety, but doesn't go too far and make people feel like, you know, their neighborhood is being treated like it's an occupied territory. And
but
that's
there's
what
also, yeah. But there's also a pushback, I guess, from the police union. Mm-hmm. While you're having these dialogues and debates, you've got to also respond to how the police union sees it with their officers, right?
Yeah, but I don't think the Fire and Police Commission can really interact with either the union or individual officers. I think we have to interact with the chief, and we have to understand the chief's policies and strategies. We have to support the chief's policies and strategies if we agree with them, which we hired the chief and we do agree. And we have to trust the chief to impose discipline. I think we would get in the way if we started interacting with the union or individual officers. It's us and the chief. I mean, we're the partners.
We've got to go to a break, but when we come back, you know, couple other things I wanted to talk with you about. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The president of the Fire and Police Commission, Mr. Ed Fallone, is on the line. We'll be right back.